Bonnie Lundorf is in the studio. She's one of our favorites, and she owns Willowood Market, which is south of Bemidji, and this Saturday, she's hosting, is it the 16th annual Harvest Festival?
18th.
18th annual Harvest Festival, and she's going to tell us all about it. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, Katie. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning.
Well, you stopped by the studio a couple weeks ago and mentioned this festival, which I will attend on Saturday. It'll be my first time. And you had me at There Will Be Quilts Hanging from Trees.
Correct.
Tell us about that and what else is going to be happening.
Well, this actually started 20 years ago, but we did a two-year hiatus. Okay. So this is the 18th. When I opened my quilt shop, there was this misconception that quilts were just utilitarian and were made from grandma's old clothing. And I really wanted to kind of blow that out of the water. And so I started this event, and my shop's out in the country. And so I have these great trees all around my shop, and we hung clotheslines. And back then we probably hung maybe 30 or 40 quilts. And maybe 50 to 100 people came and sat around on straw bales, and we ate soup and looked at these great quilts. Well, it kind of started to mushroom and grow from there. And this, well, last year we had over 100 quilts. And right now I think I have about 80 some up in my loft waiting to be hung.
Whoa.
And last year over 1,000 people came. So it's grown. It's gotten kind of crazy. It's fun.
So what else is happening other than the quilts, which could captivate me all afternoon?
Yeah,
but
it's,
I know there
amazing.
Are other things going on too.
We also have added in the last probably, 10 or 12 years, some really great vendors who make things, and from actually all over our listening area, the Northern Community Radio. We have April Kylan from Grand Rapids, who is a potter and a jewelry maker. She does amazing work. We have the Old Creamery Woolen Mill from Randall. They're going to be bringing some of their wool and their yarns. We have, Bill Smith, soap maker. We have Patty Burns from Black Duck has started making pillows, decorative pillows, and she'll have them there. There's a farmer, alpaca farmer from Bacchus, that brings their little guys up and puts them in a pen, and people can talk to them and talk about what they do, and they have socks and yarn and wool bats that they've made from their alpaca. Joe Meyer from Dent, Minnesota, harvests things from the woods, grasses and sticks and bittersweet, and makes them into beautiful arrangements. And I have junk vendors from Aiken and Cross Lake and Bemidji, and they bring their funky junk and antiques. And we have wild rice soup, local rice that Jim and Mary Petrozewski make for the Boys and Girls Club. And we do a fundraiser of homemade desserts and soup to benefit the Boys and Girls Club. Last year we sold over $2,000 worth of soup, so that was pretty exciting.
Oh my gosh, so what time does it start?
It starts at 9 a.m. Okay. on Saturday. We don't put the quilts out if it's raining, but the vendors and the food are rain or shine.
Excellent. And you're south of town. Will there be signs? You're going south on 71, would you say, to get to your house?
4 miles south of the Highway 2 bypass on 71, mm-hmm. and then a quarter of a mile west on County Road 9.
And just look
Hubbard
for
County.
All the activity.
Yeah, come early, because my parking lot holds about 10 cars. And so you know what that means for parking.
It means people park all up and down that long driveway and out on Hubbard County 9.
Yes, they do. You know, I want to mention one other thing. There's a national program called Quilts of Valor, and it's a kind of an ambitious group that started this program where they wanted to give quilts to all disabled American veterans. Well, they're doing that, but then they also decided that all veterans should have quilts. And so I have a little group that meets monthly at my shop, and we have made 4 quilts that we're going to give to 4 surprise recipients. on Saturday.
Oh.
So they'll be hanging, and then we'll also give them to these veterans that will be there.
So they're you know that they're coming.
I do know. We've arranged for them to be there.
Oh,
I know. It's kind of fun.
So the 80-some quilts that you're having out there.
It'll be over 100.
Over 100.
I just have 80 right now.
Okay, so those are compiled by lots of people that are...
Oh, yeah. I've got quilters from Brainerd and Grand Forks and Clearbrook and Bemidji and Grand Rapids and Black Duck. And all are just crazy talented quilters.
Oh, it sounds just like a beautiful fall festival.
You know, I have been to the festival at Bonnie's, and the quilts hanging in the woods are really, it's a beautiful way to see quilts because it's in a dappled woodland kind of setting, and the play of the leaves and the sunlight on the quilts is just absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. There's nothing like natural light for looking at beautiful quilts.
Well, thanks for putting that all together.
Oh, yeah, it's a fun event. It's gotten to be a little it's kind of crazy, but it sure is a fun day. So, and it's free. So,
is there music? Are people going to be sitting around with their guitars? And
well, you know, not this year. Christy was actually going to come, and Christy Miller has played before. Her and Sawyer Corcoran have played before, and Ron Madsen. Used to come out and jam with my husband, and Christy's sidekick Katie does not have a voice, and Gary is off somewhere doing his thing, and Miriam's out of town, so no, we're not going
unless
to have...
somebody brings their guitar.
Oh,
out.
Unless somebody happens to bring their guitar,
you wouldn't shake a stick at that.
I would not. We have straw bales to sit on, and yeah, I'd be great if anybody wants to come and play.
Well, I just saw not big music when I was there, but just kind of
soft
tinkering around.
Yep.
Going on.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's pretty cool too.
Sounds like a beautiful fall Saturday afternoon.
Yep, it is. Come on out.
That's right. So Willowood Market. What else is happening? You have any classes coming up at the market?
No, I'm actually going to be teaching up at the Ely Folk School in October, the first Saturday in October. And there's an event out in Minot, North Dakota called Hussfest. It's this huge Scandinavian thing. And I'm going to be teaching 4 classes out there. So not as much happening at the shop as I'll be on the road.
What class are you going to teach at the Ely Folk School?
Rug cooking.
Oh, good. Well, I've taken
that one. Yes, you have.
I encourage anybody to go take that one.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
That is Bonnie Lundorf. Her Harvest Festival will take place Saturday morning. It starts at 9. Head south on 71 south of Bemidji, and really look for the cars.
Definitely look for the cars.
Thanks, Bonnie.
And be careful.